Praise the Lord, my Lord, the mightiest, mightiest prophet of the Lord God Almighty, Jehovah Yahweh, please, my Lord, please.
And I'm coming live on air again to decree the eternal blood of Jesus, that people in their respective conditions, as we wait for the next healing service, we're receiving a lot of rivers of prayer requests flowing, literally flowing. I'm saying flowing non-stop, faster, and for 24 hours. So that's a lot of need. And that's why the Lord has brought me here again to decree the eternal blood of Jesus and bring a cancellation, to cancel all your conditions, diabetes, hypertension, cancers, leukemia, mental illnesses, and all manner of conditions. That the Lord Almighty may now be able to restore you to good health, that you may serve him and love him better in the mighty name of Jesus. But even most importantly, I have stepped forward again to curse HIV/AIDS and curse HIV/AIDS and curse HIV out of your blood systems today also, that more people may come out and test negative with their doctors in their respective CCC clinics, and that the Lord Jesus may be exalted in this land. I have done so in the mighty name of Jesus, so it shall be. Amen. And remember, we are still celebrating this tremendous daughter of the Lord whose condition changed yesterday, the status changed yesterday. The curse that the prophetic tongue of God cursed HIV deleted the virus from our blood yesterday, and she has now begun the process of verification by government doctors, which will run almost 9 months. They will do everything to long analyze that, quantitative PCR and so forth. And when they're done with her, then we will also now take consent and now take her blood to South Africa, take her blood outside the country, international ISO certified lab, to prove if what the government is saying is true, that she's negative at that time. So this is the situation we are in. Very, very powerful. Very serious. We are talking about someone that started ARVs 2017. So this is serious and born with it. So it's a very, very tremendous time in the land. And today also, I have commended those with HIV in their blood for HIV to disappear, that they may go and test negative with their respective doctors that have their files, know their faces, know their names, know the CD4 counts, and know every detail about their condition. In the mighty name of Jesus. I've also decreed that let cripples get up, more cripples, as we wait for celebration Thanksgiving for Meningai 8, with the blind and the deaf, the many cripples, the blind, the deaf, and so forth. But now I've also decreed that let cripples also get up and walk away, the blind see, the deaf hear, during this time in this decree. While this is directly directed to HIV, the curse on HIV, the curse on HIV, the third cursing of HIV by the prophetic tongue of the Lord, that HIV may disappear from your blood, those who are infected, those who are AIDS patients, no matter the WHO clinical stage, in the mighty name of Jesus. But also the other conditions, cancers and so forth. And that now the Lord's people may find remission, that they may serve the Lord in peace. I have also decreed that the widows, the Lord will take care of you, the orphans, together with all people with many other conditions, no tuition, lacking school fees, that the Lord may come through for you at this time, even those who are bereaved, because these are the days of restoration. Again, I have commanded HIV/AIDS with my prophetic tongue, my terrible prophetic tongue. I have commanded HIV, the virus that causes HIV, to depart, to leave your DNA, and that you may be set free in the mighty name of Jesus. So those who are HIV virus, you can now go and you can now visit your respective doctors and ask them to examine you. Thank you.